Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was wild, honestly. I think the first series we went out in our normal stuff, and guys' cleats were getting stuck. They're slipping everywhere, so a lot of us changed our cleats. Got into like the seven studs, get a little bit better grip. It was fun though, man. It was like felt like little kids out there, honestly. Snow was falling all game. Every time you make a tackle on the ground, you got snow in your face. Fans are going crazy, so it was awesome. It was a fun experience.
What was it like having Matt back with you?
It was awesome. Just the communication, him making plays, you know, us talking to each other pre-snap. You know, it's like I got another part of my brain out on the field. It's a weird experience to have, you know, somebody thinking exactly like me out there, and, you know, seeing stuff exactly how I see it. So it was fun, man. Can't wait to do it some more.
When did you find out he was for sure going to be playing this week?
You know, I really wasn't sure all the way up. You know, he had practiced, obviously, and was in there, but, you know, I don't think they made a decision until, I think, Friday or Saturday, where he was going to be, you know, he was going to be in. So it was fun, man. You didn't really, like I said, coming in, we didn't really know what the plan was going to be, but, you know, he played a ton of snaps, he played good ball, you know, his first game in I don't know how long. So it was fun, man. It was fun to just be out there with him.
To win the division this early, what does that feel like?
It feels great. You know, it's a super long season, a tough season, a lot of ups and downs. And to win it in week 13 is awesome. You know, that's one of our first goals that we had coming into the season was obviously win the division, get a home playoff game. And, you know, we'll go from here. More stuff on the horizon, hopefully, and excited to get back to work.
How do you make sure you maintain that edge, knowing that you've wrapped it up so early, but a lot of football still left to be played?
I think it's just in our DNA. You know, whatever the situation, if we would have lost this week, I feel like we would have came back with the same mindset that we're going to come with next week. That's just kind of who we are and, you know, who Coach McDermott and you know, Brandon Bean have built this team to be. So it'll be fun. I know the guys are ready to get back to work already.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.